The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Guys, welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio. I'm Charlie McGrath, your host. We continue on the 6th day of September, Thursday, with the producer of one of my favorite alternative media, personalities. I don't like to use that word, but folks here in alternative media, Mitch Santel. Now, Mitch is, like I said, he's a producer for Vinnie Eastwood's program, and I was just going to ask him before we went live where him and I have been on the air together, because I know we have, but don't answer that yet, Mitch, because I want to say, guys, we have the Justin TV. We have about 65 people, I think, in the chat room. We have about 26 or 30-ish on Justin TV. For those of you who are sending me the messages about get the Justin TV back up and running, I hope you're in the room. If you're listening and not in the Justin TV feed, get in there, and we'll let you watch me do this part of the program. And I want to make this announcement kind of guarded. I know that the studio is working on a way to do this through not only audio but a video feed as well, and there'll be more to come on that. They're working on getting the proper equipment set up so that we can broadcast not only audio but video feed in. And, Mitch, I think Vinny does that now, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's doing both audio and video sort of at the same time. And then we're doing the show live, and then we're archiving it, putting it on YouTube. So it's a quite full day here at the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Busy, busy, busy.
Well, what do you broadcast? And this has just been our personal, for my personal edification. What are you broadcasting the video feed? Is that over Skype over Justin TV or live stream or what?
We just do the whole thing basically on Skype, and we just do it broadband on Skype, and we record it, and we capture it, and then after the show we edit it.
Got it.
And then for our subscribers, we take all the ads out, and then for everyone else, we give it away free so they can get the information.
I got it. Okay, that makes sense. The live program is just audio, right?
It's just audio right now. We'll eventually have video, but for right now, it's really about the audio, because remember, we're about 12,000 miles south of you.
Well, that's right. Maybe I should probably let folks know. Mitch Santel, of course, he's producer for Vinnie Eastwood's program, but they are in New Zealand, and he was talking to me before we went on the air about the first thing he said was, Charlie, they're doing the exact same thing in New Zealand as they're doing here, and it's not a surprise. But Mitch, why don't you go ahead and tell us, what the parallels are and the amazing coincidences that we see in Europe and the United States and New Zealand.
Well, it's so interesting. There have been many times over the last year that my wife actually called me delusional, And I said, honey, why are you calling me delusional? And I said, we came to New Zealand. We thought we could hit the restart button on our life, that everything that was going on in the States absolutely would never come here. You know, they did Lord of the Rings here. But in the last 2 months, I've watched, Charlie, more things come down. They have this Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, which is basically like NAFTA.
Right.
We have 35% of the radio.
Mitch, do we lose you?
We've got the water is fluoridated in all the cities here.
Wait, just like go back to the where you were talking about the New Zealand NAFTA, because we lost you for just like 3 seconds there, and I want to make sure we get all that in.
Yeah, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement is basically an agreement that is just like NAFTA, and it's going to further restrict the independence and sovereignty of New Zealand. And so it's just like NAFTA. There is no difference. In fact, in some ways, it's even more sinister. So it's not a cool thing.
And New Zealand is what, 3 million people?
New Zealand is about 4.2 million people. Supposedly, it's a nuclear-free country. But this is the thing that just blew my mind. Are you ready? Vinny would have a drum roll if he was on right now. New Zealand, as of 8 weeks ago, Charlie, is now part of NATO.
Oh, well, then you're a nuclear power all of a sudden, or at least you're allied with.
John Key, the smiling assassin, who was formerly the head derivatives manager for Merrill Lynch in both New York and in London, signed New Zealand under NATO. So
welcome to the Brotherhood.
Oh, thank you. I'm
so now when we go and we provide air cover to go butcher Assad, so we can put it up on YouTube. Oh, no, excuse me, we won't do it. Freedom fighting rebels that are well funded, miraculously in this destitute nation. Freedom fighting rebels will butcher him, and then they'll put the video up on YouTube. And then together, us being partners in NATO, we can take credit for bringing another democracy to that region of the world.
That's correct. And here's the other bizarre thing, too, that's happened in New Zealand. The Kiwis are slowly starting to wake up because, you see, now we have the New Zealand Army in Afghanistan guarding all the heroin and poppy fields, just like the U.S. troops. And
last week there was a coalition green on blue attack where 6 Aussie soldiers were killed. Has any New Zealand soldiers come under fire, under attack?
Same thing. 2 weeks ago we had 2 New Zealand soldiers killed, and then the week before that, 2 New Zealand soldiers killed, and then the week before that, 1 New Zealand soldier killed. And so
the 4.2 million people, are they waking up, or are they like, here, you know, we're watching, New Zealand's Got Talent?
Well, it's New Zealand's Got Talent because right now, as an example, in the year 2013, they are going to turn off the analog television system in New Zealand. Isn't that interesting?
And it's only going to be digital. You're going to have all digital.
Same thing. The other thing that absolutely blows my mind, for those of you who have seen, you know, why are they spraying us, right?
Right.
I came to New Zealand on vacation in 2006, moved here in 2007, and starting in June of 2008, Charlie, guess what they started doing here, man?
Are you serious? They're spraying, all of a sudden you have grid work in your sky?
Every day. It's like, what is going on? And so after the show, I'd be happy to send you pictures of the clouds in 2007. Then I can show you the same areas in 2008. And they're geoengineering like crazy. It's unbelievable.
What is the, I mean, your guys' program, the Vinnie Eastwood program, is, you know, from talking to Vinny, it was the first alternative media outlet in New Zealand, and I think you guys are doing fantastic work, and you're getting a great following. But I mean, you're saying that the people of New Zealand and the Americans that I know that have went to New Zealand, I actually know two, you know, so it's not a big number or anything, but you know, they were both of them were touting the notion. They both married New Zealanders because apparently that's about the only way you could get into that country. They don't want anybody else. But it was freedom-loving, independent-minded, you know, true entrepreneurial spirit, you know, kind of what the United States used to be. And, I mean, so there's not more of an outrage down there to this?
Well, it's so interesting because they're doing it really quietly. And let me give you a couple of specific examples. In New Zealand, they turned Auckland into a super city. And it's actually, for those of you who follow Agenda 21, it's actually an Agenda 21 city.
Hold tight, Mitch. You know what? We'll start there. Agenda 21 city, Auckland. Auckland, New Zealand, of course. We'll start right that with that after this first break of the second hour. Guys, hang tight. We're going to be back with Mitch, the producer of the Vinnie Eastwood program, in 3.5 minutes.